group called After Grace, Simple Things, WWIB. Yeah, maybe fits in with our question of the morning, which is particularly for the ladies, the females, ahead of Valentine's Day on Monday. What do you really want for Valentine's Day? That's the question. 715-396-1670. What do you really want for Valentine's Day? Tell us in your own voice. Don't be shy. We have no takers so far. 396-1670, WWIB. We say good morning to Jason Cairns, commencing with the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm apparently going to need to ask Heather that question.
Yeah.
Because I forgot Valentine's Day was coming.
Yeah, don't wake her. But, I mean, it happened because I saw a poll. It was from last year, and they were like, the things that people don't want. They counted down from 15 to 1. But near the top, honestly, were like flowers and chocolates in terms of what they... And I kind of thought, well, maybe that's just the standard. But I think, I don't know. It every woman is different, I guess. So,
sure. Of course. Of course.
And I mean, I heard an ad on another radio station where the guy... I mean, you don't know if he's speaking honestly or this is just the ad for the gun shop. But basically saying, I don't really like this holiday unless there's a big gift involved. And I want a gun. I'm just like, yeah, because when you think Valentine's Day, you think a gun for
a guy.
Right.
So. Yeah. Well, I have friends who would definitely think that was a very good Valentine's gift. So,
well, I
mean, I'd rather have books. But
Right. Exactly. I wanted to talk about how fast life goes by because yesterday, somehow, it turns out that one of my kids for a long time had heard I was a Bucks ball boy, and she thought that the Bucks were a baseball team. And so she had thought I'd been, I don't know. And my wife goes, well, baseball teams have ball boys. They do. It's just that. But I got talking and I realized that was 40 years ago. It was the 81-82 season. Marcus Johnson, Sidney Moncrief, Bob Lanier, they had a great team, but they got knocked out of the playoffs in 5 games by Philly. But Jason, 40 years goes by like that.
Yes. Yeah, it seems as though the years go by faster and faster the older I get. As you were just saying before we got on the air, I turned 50 this year. It's kind of my jubilee year, and it's I remember thinking 30 was really old, and here I am coming up on 50 and thinking this actually isn't quite so old. But man, it does. Life just flies by, and even thinking, okay, we're in mid-February now. Spring is just around the corner. Boy, you know, it's always the thought of, okay, well, when is winter going to be done? And then it's, okay, as I think Peggy had said, you know, okay, we're on the positive side now.
I hear you.
Yeah, it seems like life goes faster and faster.
Peggy and I got married in 98, and October of 98, and I remember a couple months later, we were down in Milwaukee. I don't know if it's a surprise party or not, but yeah, still a gathering. My sister's old house for my dad's 60th birthday. Well, yeah, that was a few years ago, because now I'm, you know, not that far from 60 myself. So anyhow, one day at a time.
For sure.
Live it thankfully in deep gratitude and hopefully fullness of the spirit. That's part of my good advice for you today.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Remy Dieterich, the former pastor from Cedarbrook Church in Menominee, had a post I shared yesterday. I said it's so good. It got 2 likes, but I think it was worthy of a lot more. You tell me if you agree, and I think you will.
Sure.
It goes like this. He says, and get your reaction. Loneliness is a disease of this age. Henry Nouwen offers wise counsel to us. Here we go. Now it says, to live a spiritual life, we must first find the courage to enter into the desert of our loneliness and to change it by gentle and persistent efforts into a garden of solitude. This requires not only courage, but also a strong faith. As hard as it is to believe that the dry, desolate desert can yield endless varieties of flowers, it's equally hard to imagine that our loneliness is hiding unknown beauty. The movement from loneliness to solitude, that's really kind of the key of this whole quote, however, is the beginning of any spiritual life because it's a movement from the restless senses to the restful spirit, from the restless senses to the restful spirit, from the outward-reaching cravings to the inward-reaching search, from the fearful clinging to the fearless play. Can you see why I shared that?
Yeah, for sure. Did Remy happen to say where that came from?
He did not, and I need to ask him.
Yeah, so I feel like I just read that recently, and it stirred me a lot. You know, the difference or that distinction between solitude and loneliness, I think, is so important. Heather and I were watching Chicago Med yesterday, and there was a section in there that Dr. Charles, the psychiatrist, was talking about how loneliness is one of the great plagues of our time, and I think that's exactly right. But how do we press into that? How do we press into that thirst to know and be known? And I think that's an opportunity for spiritual growth for sure. There are times when I'm really just wrestling with loneliness, and there are other times where I'm more aware of the benefits of solitude. I think we can all kind of wrestle with that question. I didn't see you post that yesterday, but I'm going to have to go back and find that.
No, apparently
that's really good.
A lot of other people didn't either because it only got 2 likes. But I mean, Elizabeth, you know, it takes some time. It's not, you know, it's kind of, but I'm just thinking, you know, it's the different sides of it. I mean, Elizabeth Elliot, I'm looking at the book she wrote, The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. I mean, how often we look to, I think, numb our loneliness, right? We're just like, I'm so lonely, I'm going to whatever. But it's just like, I don't disagree with Elizabeth Elliot. Like, we can hear people are lonely and we think, oh, they need some friends. But I think God thinks first and foremost, they need me, right?
Right. Exactly. I think that's spot on. And to allow that thirst to drive us to God, I think is so important.
All right. Well, I think we've had a joke every day of the week from John Fields. I wonder if he's going to share a joke today.
I'd tell you an umbrella joke, but it might go over your head.
You know what? It is Umbrella Day. It is Umbrella Day. So that was very fitting. I appreciate that this morning. Female listener, take us up on our question of the morning. Thank you, Jeannie in Fall Creek. Our question is, ladies, what do you really want for Valentine's Day? I mean, like, deep down, really, truly, what do you want for Valentine's Day? And Jeannie says at 396-1670, do her chores. She wants you to do her chores. That's what she really wants. All right. There we go. Thank you for that. Speaking the truth here on WWIB. Yeah, if you have a similar or different answer, let us know here on WWIB. Also, hearing from Becky in Thorpe, and she says that happy 12th birthday to the amazing Maya Milliron this morning. So happy birthday to her.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, have a great birthday today, Maya, for sure. All right, we'll get back to the music coming up here, but I had a chance to talk to Kat Morgan from Fierce Freedom yesterday. All right, so the Night of Freedom and Hope is coming up on March 4th. Is this, this is fundraising and awareness, right?
Yeah, so this is our annual celebration dinner and award ceremony. So it's our opportunity to kind of look back and celebrate the year that we've had, but then also to sort of cast that vision for what this next year is going to look like. We have several highlights of the evening, and we really want guests to, come, hear about what we're doing, hear about what we're about. And also you get a delicious catered meal at River Prairie Center. There will be live jazz music throughout the night. It's a really nice ambiance and atmosphere. So that will be done by jazz guitarist Emily Watkins. She's fantastic. And then also guests are also able to bid on several local experiences. So we'll have a live auction at the actual event, but then leading up to it, the public is actually invited to take part in an online auction. So there will be some specific items just at the event, but there will also be some that will be available leading up. So guests can also bid on those, but that will be open to the public as well.
So if you want to get behind Fierce Freedom and what they're doing and learn more, I mean, certainly to show up, you appreciate everybody. What do they have to do to make sure they reserve their spot?
Yeah, so they can actually visit fiercefreedom.org. There will be an image that has sort of a little invite with Night of Freedom and Hope information on it. Click on that, and that should take you to our Eventbrite page where ticketing is available. And tickets are $35 a person. Again, that covers, it is a fundraiser, but it's also a dinner, and so it covers all of that. And so we also ask that people just purchase by February 24th, so you can do that by visiting our online Eventbrite link or on the phone. So you can call our office too. 715-514-2890. So you can, and any questions, just direct to matt@fiercefreedom.org. So you can email Matt Canzera, who is really coordinating the whole event.
I asked Kat Morgan to tell us a little bit more about the work of Fierce Freedom.
So we've been a nonprofit for 10 years this year. So we're celebrating, 10 years of conversations with this community who we love our community, and we have been supported by this community. And we've also been able to have really impactful, meaningful community presentations where we can engage with the public. And so we give presentations to various individuals in the community and just explain to them, what does human trafficking look like? And specifically, what does that look like within your sphere of influence? For instance, like a banking professional or a doctor, someone in medicine, we would say this is kind of breaking down what that would look like for you. So we also have podcasts, we have videos, we have other ways that we are kind of building that content in so anyone can hear it and, relate their own sphere of influence to that. And so, again, we're celebrating 10 years of having these amazing conversations, and we're also looking forward to other programming that we've recently launched, like our Worth It initiative, which really dives into what this looks like for high school and middle school. So we are really working on that prevention side of human trafficking and exploitation, because unfortunately children are targeted into the sex trade. And so we need to have these conversations with them really early, and we need to also share the fact with them that they have worth and they have dignity. And not only that, but the person next to them also has worth and dignity, because we believe that in order to disrupt the cycle of human trafficking, we need to empower those students and these communities to look and see their own worth and dignity while also seeing the worth of others, because we believe that that is going to be a key role in ending this cycle of domestic human trafficking.
And finally, they're going to be having these experiences, both doing a live and online auction. And one of those you'll only be able to bid on if you're at the event is the Birchwood Boutique Camping, which Kat's real excited about.
They actually have it where they will literally unpack this really cool camping experience. It's like glamping, basically, but they get like... So it's visually very pretty, and then they bring, like, it's like a romantic date night. You can have, like, they have, like, rose petal champagne, and they'll take it, they'll kind of bring it, I think, within, like, a 30-mile radius of, like, Eau Claire.
Mm.
And so, you can kind of just pick a spot. So if you want it to be in your backyard and wherever, So it's really cool, like, how they have that.
I think I'd go for somewhere other than my backyard. But thank you. Again, it's fiercefreedom.org, fiercefreedom.org. Get registered for the March 4th Night of Freedom and Hope 2022 from about 6:30 to 9 at the River Prairie Center. Support the work of Kat Morgan and Jenny Almquist, Matt Canzera, and their fantastic team over there. Francesca Battistelli, that is such a good reminder. Psalm 119, I want to say verse 68, talks about God is good, what he does is good. And one of my favorite quotes from Oswald Chambers is that at the root of all sin is the suspicion that God isn't good. Hence, Caleb, it's important we're kind of bathed in reminders like that great tune that God is good.
Yeah, I mean, and you even look back in Scripture, too. Why did God command the children of Israel to recount to their sons and daughters what he had done? Because so many times when we come up against those storms in life, what we have to do is remember, hey, look at this constant thread of God's faithfulness all throughout our lives, and know that he was faithful then, he is faithful now, he will be faithful until he comes.
Absolutely. Ladies, particularly, what do you really want for Valentine's Day? Caleb, a lot of response in the WIB Facebook page.
Yes, and we'd love to hear your responses in your own voice as well at 715-396-1670. And it's because we want to be educated, because we know we've heard from some folks saying, oh, well, the traditional flowers and chocolates don't want that. But others are saying, no, that would be great, or just to be remembered or thought of. But what do you actually really truly want? If you could push a button and say, this is what my Valentine's gift would be, what would it be? And so Rose says, I would love a massage and some chocolate-covered strawberries. And she says, hey, a beach vacation wouldn't be bad either.
Deanna, a quiet dinner and a one-hour massage.
Joelle, I like the creativity here. She says, my car detailed.
Mm-hmm.
A nice, clean car inside and out. Yep, I see you. I see
you. There you go. Samantha, yarn. Pretty, pretty yarn or a new rug scrubber.
What is that?
I'm going to scrub the rug wet. Yeah.
Ladies, what do you actually want for Valentine's Day this year? We've asked you. Sarah says, you know what? Time and attention. She says, yeah, time. Such a valuable commodity. Just wants that quality time.
Mm-hmm. And Karen, a weekend in Gulf Shores, Alabama, toes in the sugar sand, sun all around me, and my Bible to read.
That's very detailed, and I love it, Karen. Brenda just wants her husband to be home. Mm-hmm. And wherever he is, we pray that he is home soon for you, Brenda.
Kayla says, a snow day, ooh, and chocolate, lots of chocolate.
That's a good combination, and a snow day giveaway would be great as mm-hmm. well. Again, asking you, and we'd love your feedback here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Listener line is 715-396-1670. For the ladies specifically, what do you actually really want for Valentine's Day this year? Marcy says, I'd love a cleaning lady and maybe for a whole year. How about AMK Cleaning? You know what? Marcy's significant other here, AMK Cleaning Services. Yeah, hook her up.
There you go. Vicky, a professional massage, a professional or non-professional organizer. My bathroom and halls painted, my kitchen to finally be finished. Boy, she's got some answers there.
Yeah, and Courtney says a fancy dinner, but this is where I truly relate. Courtney says a fancy dinner and then home early to relax. Don't stay out late. It's like, you know what? Want to be comfortable in my own home, but we'll get that fancy dinner done early.
And finally, Karen says a weekend crafting away from home, crafting with friends, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And again, fellas, if you're maybe a little clueless like us, and especially if you're... wife follows our page on Facebook.
Yeah.
Maybe just take a gander at that. See what's there.
Absolutely. Well, our question of the morning, ladies in particular, what do you really want for Valentine's Day? And again, on the WIB Facebook page, Caleb, we're getting a lot of great answers.
Yeah. And so we'd love to hear it in your own voice as well at 715-396-1670. Or just make sure you follow us on social media at WWIV Radio and at WIB Mornings for the WIB Wake Up Show page. And you can respond there as well. So, again, we had a lot of different ones respond so far. So it might be a snow day with lots of chocolates or a cleaning lady or professional massage, a fancy dinner and home early, a weekend crafting. Melody says, you know what? I just want a peaceful, love-filled day. She says, it doesn't take much to make me happy. Having God in my life is enough.
Cassie says she's looking for a homemade card and flowers.
Emphasis on the homemade there. Take some time. Maureen says for life to go back to normal. And she says, you know what? God's probably the only one who can give us that gift.
Debbie says normal. And Jessica says a movie, popcorn, and snuggles with the man of my dreams, also known as my husband.
There you go. And again, we are asking, just focusing on the ladies this time, what do you actually want for Valentine's Day this year? Tiffany says, all in caps, sleep.
Mm-hmm. Janice says, hugs from my grandkids.
Yeah. Janice says, a massage. She mentions Utopia. I don't know where that is or mm-hmm. what it is, but sounds good.
There's a lot of different massage places, aren't there? Debbie says, someone to plan, purchase, prepare, and participate in dinner with their spouse.
I love the alliteration as well. Plan, purchase, prepare, and participate.
I know it. We're both big fans. Victoria, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, she said, I'm good. Jen says, quality sleep and to be free of pain as well.
Yeah. Jamie, I'll take a day.
Lily says, sunshining, 60 degrees, flip-flop weather. Oh. Not sure if your significant other can provide that, but we could ask the Lord to provide 60 degrees on Valentine's. Benita says, flowers. That's what she wants.
Jay says, just to be with my family together.
And I think we've seen this one before as well. Cheryl says, someone to clean my house instead of me doing it. That's mm-hmm. what she really wants for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And Anna says sleep, but I'm gonna just as we wrap it up, I'm thinking of a friend, Valley, and her husband Alex has been in the hospital for some time now due to COVID, and they're hopeful and optimistic. But I saw a picture of him in his hospital bed yesterday, and I'm thinking of wherever your significant other is, your spouse this year. I mean, to just be appreciative. You never know, right? And life is so fragile. Handle with prayer, but for us to just be grateful and hug your kids, hug your spouse, be grateful for the many, many blessings you have right where you're at.
Yeah. I mean, and realizing too that they are a gift from the Lord. And sometimes maybe we don't honor the gift for what it is, but my goodness, to be able to have that lifelong partnership, if you have been blessed to be married, is a true gift from God and way more than anything tangible on Valentine's Day, well, I'll say that.
Quite the story out of Idaho, Caleb.
Yeah, and so the initial story, I don't think we brought this to you yet, and now there's follow-up from it, and it all starts with a little boy who loves books and loves the library.
Yeah, a self-published book by an 8-year-old boy is a hot title in an Idaho library. Dylan Helbig, and we have some friends Helbig up in the Shell Lake area. I don't know that this is relation, but could be. Dylan Helbig of Boise, Idaho, told his family back in November that he'd written a book and placed it on the shelves of the local library without anyone knowing.
Just thought, hey, the library is where people go for books, and I want people to have the joy of reading mine.
So he self-published, got the book. I mean, wow. The family contacted the Lake Hazel branch of the Ada Community Library, hoping to retrieve the book when staff told them that they decided to make it a part of the library's catalog.
That's great.
The librarian who discovered the book on the shelf said the staff decided it was too good to toss into the lost and found the book titled The Adventures of Dylan Helbig's Christmas. That's C-R-I-S-M-I-S. Christmas. Now has a wait list of 135 people to check it out. The family's been in discussion with publishers.
This is just fantastic. And again, as a library frequenter in my childhood, like, how cool would that be to have your own book on the shelf and then to have people put it on hold and the chance to have it truly published, too? So, again, you know, it seems like maybe Dylan wasn't quite aware of the rules as far as actually getting something onto the library shelves, but I applaud the ingenuity.
Oh, yeah.
And the you've got spunk. You know, it's like, you know what? I want people to read what I wrote. So
right.
Good for him.
I know Matt and Susie's Kinzera's youngest has authored a book and in their teens. And so that is outstanding. And so, hey, if you can accomplish that, we've had people, a past announcer here at WIB, I think.
Amelia, she wrote a book back in the day, one of your interns and a weekend announcer, too. So, yeah, don't let your age stop you from writing. If you have that gifting, that ability, that passion, go for it.
Absolutely. So I was proud of just having a chapter. John Vauder did a collection, and he did I'd interviewed his daughter, Stephanie, about getting out of heroin addiction. And so transcribed the whole thing and then made up a chapter in a book that he did about not alone for parents of kids addicted to drugs and alcohol. But not a whole book.
I mean, not the only book I've ever published was one that I self-published, and it was a blatant ripoff of Star Wars. So, but I did all my own illustrations.
Well, I'm thinking
they look suspiciously like Luke Skywalker. To protect and serve and sometimes protect and serve some pretty strange people, we appreciate our men and women of our local police forces, law enforcement all over. And sometimes they just have to say, this job can be really wacky. Police officers share the oddest calls that they have responded to here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Let's dive into this and maybe you can get a better appreciation of just what they go through on sometimes a daily basis. In a suburb of Minneapolis, someone called 911 to report two suspicious vehicles passing something back and forth in a park.
What could it be? When dispatch called a car on duty, the officer responded that he and another officer were passing a bag of Cheetos back and forth between their cars.
Pretty sure there's not any law against that, concerned citizen.
Elsewhere, two motorcycle cops, could have been Chips, the TV show, were sitting at a corner doing paperwork when a truck pulled up to them. The driver rolled down the window and said, "What?" The cops looked at him, shrugged, and said, "What?" The driver yelled, "What?" louder, and this time the cops could smell alcohol in his breath.
Oh, goodness. Good to get that person off the street. Officers share the oddest calls they've responded to.
Someone, I like this one.
Someone called their local law enforcement because the sand at the beach volleyball court was too hot. You know, they are incredible men and women, but I'm not sure what they can do about that.
Oh,
call the fire department. Maybe they'll hose it down for you.
Oh, yeah. What else? There was a domestic dispute call. The officers say we got there, and the mother of a teenage boy, maybe 14, is loud and upset. Her problem? He's interested in girls.
No, not my baby boy.
Yeah.
Another officer says, I was called out over a stolen TV remote. I mean, pretty serious, right?
Yeah.
Stolen TV remote. Says it wasn't stolen. It had just fallen between the couch cushions.
As TV remotes
are
wont
to do. Someone came into our home, ignored our television, but stole our remote.
Oh, boy. A couple more. A citizen was concerned about an albino squirrel in the park and wanted the officer to capture it and relocate it.
Oh, okay. And one more oddest calls real police officers have received. A guy called and claimed that $1,500 was stolen from his truck. He then asked if he could come down to the station to get his money back. An officer explained that they would have to catch the suspect, and then he would be paid back through restitution if the suspect was caught and found guilty. The guy wasn't happy with that answer. He thought he could just come down to the police department, and the police department would give him $1,500.
I had my money stolen. I mean, you know.
Yeah, so you don't have it just sitting around?
I thought you were about justice. 20 degrees, WWIB.
God bless you, law enforcement. Thank you for all you put up with.